using the timeline. Timeline is such a wonderful process. There are lots of different ways we can use it, from cleaning up the past, emotional baggage, trauma. We can also use it in the future for anxieties, future pacing, stressful situations, creating a plan or a blueprint for the future. Now, you just got to realize that we got to get really good at the language patterns, allowing our clients to really relax and float up and down through the timeline. The other key thing we do with our timeline is the association and dissociation. You may remember from previous recordings that associated has more emotion and dissociated doesn't. So if we go back to clear or to do some work with negative emotions or negative memories, we generally want to be dissociated. So generally we float back along the past and we float back to where the challenges are, and we float down into those memories from a distance, from a dissociated point of view, like a fly on the wall. We look at what happened, but from a fly on the wall, this dissociated position allows us to take the information from the event and separate it from the emotion. So when we see the information, and when we see this as a full-grown adult, we have a lot more resources and knowledge now. So as we go back in time and from a dissociated vantage point, process old emotions, we're able to do the parts integration, but through a timeline process. Okay, so we can go back to any emotion, any memory, and we can go back and see it like a fly on the wall. From a fly on the wall, we can process it differently and gain a meta, a bigger perspective. We also then have the ability to take on different perspectives. Perhaps we can see it like a fly on the wall. And then one of my clients had a pet dog, and I would encourage him to get down and see it from the dog's perspective. And that totally changed things. But you could also encourage them to stand around, and this time stand behind your mother or father or some other figure in the memory and see it from behind them. I remember having a client seeing himself in a taxi, and he was able to be outside of the taxi, and he was able to watch his younger self in the taxi crying as they dropped his father off to the airport for another overseas trip, which led to a lot of insecurities for this client. Okay, now once we are seeing the memories from a dissociated viewpoint, we're able to get new information. Okay, with that new information comes new awareness. And you know, awareness often leads to change. So, dissociated viewpoint, we get new awarenesses, and then we can do the parts integration process. Parts integration process here could simply be a matter of taking the new lessons. One step that doesn't always happen here, but it's a very, very common step when doing the timeline process for clearing trauma or negative emotions, is seeing it from a fly on the wall, seeing the positive intention, or changing the memory. From the dissociated point of view, making the changes from a dissociated point of view, seeing the younger you make the changes, and seeing the younger you let go of the old emotion now, bit of linguistics in there, letting go of that old emotion now, and taking in the new emotions and insight that you've got now. Taking in the new insight, the new information, and noticing what's different now. Now, the younger you will often change, look happier, or look different, and they change. At this point here, sometimes I'll have my clients actually, would you like to step in and give the younger you a big hug? Or perhaps have a conversation. We talk vaguely. Perhaps you like to get down to your younger self and maybe you like to give them a hug. A nice big hug, or have a conversation with them. Do whatever you need to do so that the younger you can feel love, acceptance, peace, and make peace with all this and step into a better them. careful of your language here, because if we say step into a better you, it's associated. Step into a better them is dissociated. So we want to keep the dissociation, make the changes. At a point, we might want to step in and associate. We might want to associate into the younger you and see what's different now, having made those integrations before. So maybe stepping into the younger you and now associating. So now, how do you feel different now, having made those changes, having those insights? Okay, the person now gets to experience the event, re-experience the event now, but it's different. So the emotions are different and generally they're gone. Okay, now we just leave them in associated just for half a minute perhaps, just so they can feel the difference and then pull them back out. Okay, dissociate, come back, step back out, back to the fly on the wall. Okay, that going in associating is like a bit of the convincer filter. Going in convinces them and helps them be aware of the differences, and then they come back to a fly in the wall position. Back to the fly in the wall position, they can float up and they can notice how that memory may have changed, and perhaps the whole timeline changes color there. Often in the people's timeline, there are black spots around trauma. So if there were any color changes here, perhaps you can notice that this memory is now glowing. And what color would it glow? Okay, I've had clients go from having black spots to suddenly they have glowing gold spots to the whole line of the past lighting up. This is absolutely amazing. My client is like, oh, the whole line is lighting up, and this gold line, the whole gold is lining up all the way back to now. And it's still going. And I went, yes, and that line's going out to the future, isn't it now? And yes, the whole line from past to future all kind of lit up in a bright orange and yellow. And that was a truly transformational moment for that client. And speaking to them years later, it's like life has never been the same since that one timeline session where we hit and released a big bag of negative emotions that they experienced when they were like 4 years old. It was absolutely incredible. Okay, so with that, let's say you're 30 and we go back and we release the negative trauma on a memory you had 2 years ago, it might have some value and good. However, we have this thing called a gestalt. So the very, very, very first time is more powerful. Like the very, very first time you felt heartbreak is a lot better than the last time you felt heartbreak. Going back to the first time you felt anger, sadness, hurt, fear, guilt, shame. Going back to the first times you experienced those emotions, okay? Heartache or heartbreak, anger, sadness, hurt, fear, guilt, shame. I'd like to encourage you to go back to the first time you experienced any of them or all of them one at a time in that order. That'll be great. You'll be an expert at it. So you go back to the very, very first time, because the first time you experienced anger, moments before, you didn't know what it was. It didn't exist. So that very first time it happened set a precedence. And the second time it happened, you already had a bit of a clue how to do anger. And the third, fourth, fifth time, well, you knew how to do anger, so it just developed into a habit or a pattern. And it became a pattern of anger. Hence, it's so much more powerful to go back to the first time we experienced anger.